As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, April 7th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
4th of July celebration returning to Barney Schwartz Park. Caltrans to replace existing bridge on Toro Creek on Highway 1. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat the prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, and lots more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The City of Paso Robles has announced that the planning phase for its 2026 Independence Day celebration at Barney Schwartz Park has kicked off. This year, the city is gearing up for a once-in-a-generation celebration to commemorate the nation's 250th anniversary, to unite the community in an unforgettable display of patriotism, pride, and connection. The celebration has grown each year, and the city's goal in 2026 is to raise the bar even higher, with live music, local food vendors, an action-packed fun zone, and an obstacle course for all ages to enjoy. As the sun sets, the Paso Robles sky will be filled with a spectacular fireworks show. Parking and admission to the event are both free. Sponsorship opportunities to help put on this event are still available, with both financial contributions and donations of goods and services needed. Sponsors will enjoy an exclusive VIP sponsor zone with reserved parking and premium fireworks viewing. On March 14th, an inmate died in the San Luis Obispo County Jail. 48-year-old Trinidad Castilleja of San Luis Obispo was pronounced dead at 8:59 p.m. when a staff member dispersing medicine to inmates found him to be in medical distress. Castilleja was arrested on December 18, 2025, and had been in custody on three separate cases. The Sheriff's Office Coroner's Unit has determined the cause of death to be the toxic effects of fentanyl. with hypertensive cardiovascular disease identified as a significant contributing condition. The death has been ruled as accidental. How Castilleja came into possession of fentanyl remains under investigation. No further information is available at this time. Caltrans to replace existing bridge at Toro Creek on Highway 1. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. Construction is set to begin on a bridge project on Highway 1 in San Luis Obispo County. The project is located on southbound Highway 1 at Toro Creek, removing the current southbound bridge and constructing a new structure in its place. Caltrans says the poor bridge is in poor condition and features non-standard railing, geometric features, and associated roadway approaches. The project's construction is set to begin today, spanning a half mile north of Yerba Buena Creek in Morro Bay and about half mile north of Cheney Avenue in Cayucas. One lane of travel will remain open in each direction at all times, according to Caltrans. Travelers headed north and in both directions will be redirected to the right-hand lane. The project is expected to be complete by June 30th, 2027. CHP has released the identity of the woman killed in a multi-vehicle crash on Highway 101 north at the Cuesta Grade base late last month. On March 28th, a Toyota Camry attempted to turn left onto the US 101 south from Higuera Ranch when a 2023 Toyota Highlander collided with the vehicle. The passenger, now identified as 69-year-old Nancy Louise Cunningham of Stratham, Georgia, attempted to exit the vehicle after the collision. She was hit by a Hyundai Tuscan traveling northbound at an unknown speed. She was flung from the vehicle, landing in the southbound left turn lane at Higuera Ranch, and was pronounced dead at the scene. CHP says the driver of the Hyundai could not see the blacked-out Camry ahead of him. Drugs and alcohol are not believed to be factors in the collision, but the investigation is still ongoing. Cal Poly President Jeffrey Armstrong has released a statement regarding the Artemis II mission and the Cal Poly alumni Victor Glover on board the spacecraft. Artemis II is the first manned spacecraft in over 50 years to have traveled to the moon and is one of NASA's planned missions to once again put mankind on the moon. Among its pilots is Cal Poly San Luis Obispo 1999 engineering graduate Victor Glover. Armstrong's statement said, quote, "Victor and three fellow astronauts are farther from Earth than any human being has ever traveled from Earth. They are a testament to what's possible when curiosity meets opportunity, when hands-on learning fuels ambition, and when determination is paired with service." Armstrong also asks for faculty, staff, students, alumni, board members, parents, and supporters to keep positive thoughts and prayers to the safe return of the astronauts at the end of the week. The Pasrobel City Council will consider an appeal against two new developments for the Ravine Water Park. Ravine Water applied to construct a new no-splash pool and a hot tub with surrounding concrete deck. The plan was approved in February, but has been appealed by Ranch and Coast Properties. The appellant says there is incorrect and incomplete project descriptions, a lack of off-site improvements, a need for a traffic study, and other concerns. The Planning Commission says these concerns do not pertain to the project and do not rise to a level that would warrant denial. The City Council can choose to approve the appeal or deny it. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Phillies beat the Giants 6-4, the Angels over the Braves 6-2, the Dodgers beat the Blue Jays 14-2, Padres shut out the Pirates 5-0. Tonight, the Giants will face the Phillies, the Angels will go against the Braves, the Dodgers will face the Blue Jays, the Padres will go against the Pirates, the Athletics will face the Yankees. In the NBA, tonight, the Kings will face the Warriors, the Lakers will go against the Thunder, the Clippers will face the Mavericks. In California news, a human skull was found in Long Beach, California during an Easter egg hunt. Authorities say the skull was found Sunday afternoon at DeForest Park. A mandible was also discovered. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office will attempt to identify the remains, but no further information is available at this time on how the discovery was made or about how long they have been at the park. California's Salton Sea has been called the Saudi Arabia of lithium by Governor Gavin Newsom. Experts estimate about $500 billion in lithium lies beneath the ground in the area, which is used for energy storage and electronics. Environmental groups and residents of the area, however, are hesitant to turn the area into a lithium mine. Extracting lithium would require immense amounts of fresh water and tarnish the environment for its local residents. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. Here on the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, according to some new data out by USDA and compiled by our friends at the U.S. Meat Export Federation, even though beef exports trended lower in February, due in large part to continued lack of access to China, shipments of beef variety meat posted another strong increase. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says, all things considered, it was a pretty good report.
The continued theme that's probably the most exciting is the momentum on the beef variety meats. This is several months in a row with very big performance, 12% growth on variety meats and 40% growth on the value side. If you look at the contribution per head for exports on the beef side, for the month of February, we're at $423 a head. That is the highest level in 11 months.
Meanwhile, February pork exports totaled 242,511 metric tons, or up 1% from a year ago. Export value also edging 1% higher, while exports of U.S. lamb muscle cuts also trended higher in February, reaching the largest volume since last May. Ranchers, mark your calendar for Wednesday, April 8th, the 52nd annual Pass Creek Angus Ranch Sale just south of Wyola, Montana, offering 65 yearling and 32 fall Angus bulls, 9 stout 2-year-olds, 25 open heifers, and a couple ranch geldings. Featuring proven genetics like Vermilion Bomber and GAR Hometown, designed for low maintenance, performance, and carcass quality. Find the right bull for your program. View videos, catalog, and bid online at frontierlivesale.com, or you can learn more at PassCreekAngus.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients, enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Pam Maroney, founder and former CEO of Maroney Bioinnovations, now ProFarm Group, shared her insights on biological pesticides or biologicals in a recent interview with Ag Alert. Maroney said she believes that by 2040, biologicals will be more widely used than traditional pesticides on farms. It all comes down to education, said Maroney, who is an entomologist by training. The products are there, there's good science behind them, there's plenty of registered products, and more coming every day. She noted there are just 9 new chemical active ingredients awaiting approval by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, whereas there are about 70 biologicals awaiting EPA approval. That innovation in biologicals is huge, Maroney said. We're going to have lots of registered products, so it's about bridging the gap between products registered and how to use them on the farm. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy on Saturday and Sunday with a 50% chance of light showers, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday. Mid-70s Thursday, mid-60s on Friday, low 60s Saturday and Sunday, upper 60s on Monday, 75 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org. WineCountryTheater.org.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Demand for expensive manufactured things cooled earlier this year before the U.S. action in Iran. Durable goods orders dropped 1.4% in February, though it appears fewer aircraft orders contributed to the decline. Excluding transportation, durable goods orders increased 0.8%. Universal Music Group could be sold to U.S.-based investment firm Pershing Square. UMG is the label of Taylor Swift, Bad Bunny, and many other artists. It's currently based in the Netherlands and operates out of Santa Monica, California, Pershing wants to move its headquarters to Nevada. Investors are moving cautiously with the deadline for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz set for 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda. Invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by the good folks at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Join us on this Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Time's at hand. There's a stir across the land, and so begins another day on the Morning Exchange.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Barry, Protecting What Matters. He'll have on Reverend Frank Triggs, and very interesting. It's going to be, well, obviously, discussion, well, not obviously, but Easter and Passover, the similarities and the myths, and how Christian values inform political views, and so enjoy that. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Sarah Forsythe, the MD, the rise of regenerative medicine, how regenerative alternatives compare with traditional pharma treatments. So, lots to learn this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Also, we'll tie this in a little bit. It may be a reach, but you'll understand here. It is back for, I don't know how many years they've been doing this, but the Italian Catholic Federation, they're having their delicious spaghetti dinner. The annual pasta dinner, it's coming up Saturday, April 18th, 5 till 8, with takeout starting at 4:30. And you'll get a large plate of spagoots, homemade spaghetti sauce, meatballs, along with French bread, salad, and dessert. And you'll have a choice of some beverages. And remember, proceeds from the dinner will be used towards scholarships for St. Rose Catholic School, local area high schools, and colleges. Tickets for adults, $18, and youngins, $10. That's 12 years of age and under. And tickets can be purchased at the Parish Hall over there or at the door. And it just so happens that I've got a couple of tickets for you for this delicious spagoots dinner. Email me, kevin@kprl.com. It is good, 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 good. All right. Let's see here. Got a, where do I go? Oh, Chris, one of the stories you did was California story on, I think it was the Salton Sea.
Yeah, it's the Salton Sea.
That is the lithium.
Yeah, a lot of lithium down there, apparently.
You know, and people don't want it touched, right?
Pretty much. Most of the locals don't.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would like someone in the media or just someone in general to ask any of those people if they are driving electric vehicles. And the reason why I ask, because lithium is the essential component in modern EV batteries, commonly known as lithium-ion batteries. They're chosen for their high energy density, lightweight, and longevity. I wonder how many, and if they knew where most of the lithium comes from. Most of it comes from Australia, which produces roughly half of the global supply, and that is from the mining. Chile is the second largest producer. And together with China and Argentina, these countries produce over 90% of the world's lithium. That's interesting. Okay. Anyway, I just, when people, you know, not in my backyard, well, you drive it an EV and you want to keep relying on other countries, that's just great. That's just great. All right. So I also have this. It came in yesterday. It says Connection Project. This is the project that we have talked about a couple of times here in the last 10 days. The 1 mile project connecting Templeton to Atascadero. Now, again, according to Supervisor John Pashong, this could cost maybe $30 million. It's 1 mile, and it would have a bridge. Okay, so here it is from TAG. We have requested the estimated cost for this project from Public Works. Until we have that figure, the board will not be in a position to vote to support or not support this project. It will be on the April meeting agenda, and we will show the drawings that we have received. You can express your thoughts or concerns. I've seen the drawings. And as I cautioned, it looks nice. It's the wrap present. Oh, wouldn't that look nice? That'd be better than just that old, you know, brush over there and stuff like that. Now, I realize that the TAG or any of these committees or groups, whatever you want to call them, they have to go through proper protocol. Understand. But they have requested the estimated cost for this project. Okay. We don't have any money. The county doesn't have any money. We know about the at least $1 million deficit. And then to grow over $15 million by the end of this decade. Okay? Now, beyond that, the county's overall budget for fiscal year 2020, it's over $1.1 billion. But the long-term ramifications of underfunded pensions surpasses $1 billion. Other than wanting to know how much money it's cost for this project, again, that's nice. What is the need? We have these community service districts throughout the county. Some of them are bailing and they want to be with the county because they can't afford upkeeps or their fire departments or anything like that. I think a fire department may be a little bit more important than a 1 mile bike path or a trail. So somebody or some people are inconvenienced because they can't get from Templeton to Atascadero. Bottom line, we don't have money. Don't have money. And again, ask the question, why is this needed? Why is it needed? I'm not saying forget the money, but ask the question. Who in their right mind suggested this? Anyway, there you go with that. Okay, now, got another one here for you. Chris, yesterday we talked about the tickets. You remember that?
Right, I remember that early conversation.
Okay, that's the rise of dynamic pricing and fees, okay? Now, once again, I must rely on your youth. Have you ever purchased a ticket where it was you had a paper ticket?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. So
I guess, you know, at a local performing arts center, but that's it.
Okay, yeah, all right. You stand in line just like you would. I don't even know if they do that at movie theaters anymore.
Yeah, they kind of do. There's like a little receipt they give you.
Get a little stub.
Yeah.
Okay. But for the most part, when you do your thing, it's on your phone.
Yeah, or my computer.
Okay. All right. Now, here's one for you. A longtime Dodger fan. He's 81. He's been a season ticket holder for 5 decades, and he only uses a flip phone. And guess what? The technology has changed a little bit in this gentleman's, shall we say, 5 decade of being a season ticket holder. Good for him. All right. So, it's one lifelong. The Dodger fan is hoping he can get at least to the team to hear out to continue to print his ticket. He said that the Dodgers told him he wouldn't be able to buy paper tickets for the entire season. And because they've changed. I haven't had a paper ticket, which I miss. I like having something in my hand. And also, believe it or not, there is could be nostalgia tied to it. For example, the first game I took Brian to was the Giants. And somebody took a picture of us sitting next to each other in the seats. And we have a picture of it in the house, with the tickets and the date of the game in it, within the frame. When I was a kid, the first professional football game my dad took me to, I had that ticket in my wallet for over 25 years until my wallet was stolen. That was nostalgic. Now, again, my wallet was stolen, so that's gone. And you know, it hasn't changed my life any, but, you know, the point is, I always liked having, you know, that thing just to save for, you know, memory, even put it in an album if people do that anymore. Okay, so the since he has a flip phone, he's, you know, not able to do what many of us have to do now. So he just wants the team to allow him to continue to do that. And the Dodgers are, from what my understanding is, saying, no, you can't do that. And part of the reason that many have changed to this is, at least this one here from the Dodgers, it's to improve security and reduce the risk of ticket fraud. Print-at-home tickets in any form are no longer accepted for entry to Dodger Stadium, the response from the Dodgers was. Okay, again, Chris, I'm relying on you. Do you see this as to improve security and reduce the risk of ticket fraud?
I can understand it, but I don't know how people actually commit any sort of ticket fraud. Because to my understanding, I thought each ticket sort of had a unique barcode attached to it. And once already, you know, scanned, you can't scan it again to get in. So I'm really not sure.
Okay. So, you know, this again, he's been there 5 decades and so forth. Now, I could understand the Dodgers saying, no, we're, you know, and I don't know if they gave him a warning or, you know, anything like that, because that's not in details here. And from the point that I would, from the Dodgers is, look, if we do this for you, you may not be the only season ticket holder. So, you know, do we have, you know, 5,000 more? They're going to want this? I don't know. Or the Dodgers can simply say, and to avoid any kind of negative publicity, which they've gotten over this, is issue the guy a, what are those, you know, like a driver's license. You know, you see people at events and they have the, they have it on attached to their neck.
Oh, a little VIP lanyard?
Yeah, something like that. Say, sir, thank you for your 5 decades of support. Here, use this. We're sorry we inconvenienced you. I don't, again, I could see that they don't want to do this for 5,000 people if that would be the case, however.
Right, because the argument with exceptions is sometimes, you know, you give one person an exception, then another person is going to want an exception, then another, then another, then another. You got to draw the line somewhere.
Right, because they want to make it as, shall we say, one step fits all for, okay, this is how you get your Dodger tickets.
Right.
You go online, however you do it, and here it is. It's going to be on your phone. You come in, you go through the gate, you scan it, and you're in.
Despite me being from the younger generation, though, I'm not too much of a fan of digital tickets sometimes. I can't deny the convenience and, you know, the lack of being able to lose a digital ticket, but my God, the Wi-Fi in those areas with several thousand people sucks.
Well, for me, I don't like carrying my phone, as you know.
Right.
When I go to a game, I don't have my wallet. I will take out the necessary ID and cash. Well, not cash anymore. And I just put it in my pocket. I don't want to have to be messing around with the phone. Now, maybe that's just me. I just don't want to deal with it. Leave it home or whatever. I'm at a ball game. I don't, you know, although you'd be surprised how many people at ball games sit there watching stuff on their phones. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just kind of wanted to chime in on the Templeton thing there and really on these advisory boards in general also. But, you know, the first take on that is, you know, if you want to ride your bike, et cetera, I grew up on 3rd Street. And my mom worked in Templeton across the street from the market. I used to ride my bike on the frontage roads. Since there's already a road there, it may not be as nice and or whatever. I have a feeling they want to make that road right over there by the high school. They've been talking about it for years, but there is a pretty big creek that runs year-round right there for the most part. But these advisory boards, one thing that and I might piss a few people off saying this, is they don't get paid attention to. They hold no real power. You know, they were brought into effect to speak for the community, but they've been misused so much over the years by the members, by the boards of these groups, that they don't hold a lot of say anymore. So while Templeton, I was on TAG for 4 years, I think I was a secretary for two or three, but when it comes down to it, how often do the supervisors listen to us? Not very often. And probably the times they did, they just happened to agree with what we were saying. So there's no real power in those groups anymore because of the misuse. You kind of look over, what is it, Oceano or wherever it is with the dunes.
Yeah.
They've misused theirs, et cetera. You know, just something to remember. Those groups don't hold much power anymore, unfortunately. They should, and they should be representing the community. But they tend to, when I was on TAG, we got a bunch of new members because they wanted to vote on a project in their neighborhood. Well, in my opinion, and I brought this up back in the day, they shouldn't be able to vote in a project in their neighborhood. They should have to recuse themselves, but they never did. And that's kind of what I'm talking about when it comes to the misuse of those types of groups.
Well, a question in the small service group areas, wouldn't you have a, I don't know, somewhat of an issue, because when you have towns that small, be it Templeton or San Miguel or, you know, some others, almost everyone at one point would have a, could have an issue with something in their neighborhood, because in these small areas, one project, even if it's, you know, where this person lives, can change the dynamics of a town pretty easily.
It can, and you know, the unfortunate part about that, I recuse myself. You know, if I worked for a customer of mine where I might benefit on a project, I would recuse myself. You know, I've always lived pretty far out in the country, so I don't usually have a project next to me. But my thing is, like, there was a gas station that was going to go in Templeton. I think three people joined that board in order to vote no on that project that lived within a third of a mile. To me, that was wrong. You know, that you don't get to join just because you want to vote no on a project, you know, and then leave half the time after the project's been voted on.
Well,
so I don't know. I have a problem with that personally. I don't think it shows very good ethics, but that's me, I guess.
Well, what do you think about my question is, why has the question been asked? Why is this needed?
I don't know. I haven't been to the TAG boards, and realistically, at the end of the day, that's going to be a county decision, I would imagine, unless the CDS is trying to pay for it. TAG won't have a big say in it. They'll have a vote on it. That's why I'm guessing the county's going to pay for it, because TAG's voting on it. But their vote, like I said, really doesn't count for that much anymore, unfortunately, just because these boards throughout the county don't carry the weight they did used to because of the kind of shenanigans they've done over the years, and the supervisors just don't listen.
Okay, well, you know this, and a lot of people know it. The county budget is sideways. Why?
Oh, yeah. No, we're not in a place, and you can already get there. That was my first comment, is when I was a kid, I rode my bike from 3rd Street to downtown Templeton to go see my mom or do whatever, because she worked over there. You know, you can get there if you really want to. I get that trail going from the high school over there to that senior home facility down there that'll take you up to Staples and Home Depot would be a great trail. They've been talking about it for years. Nobody's wanted to spend the money on it, and originally it was just going to be a walking trail, which they could probably do for considerably less. You know, just put a, I mean, shoot, you walk there enough. You still got to figure out how to get over that creek, though.
Well, you also have the railroad tracks.
Yeah, you have to kind of go. Well, you can go down into DeAnza track, which is down there, and there's a bridge over the tracks. Into that housing development down below Home Depot, there's a bridge. So if you get into DeAnza, I believe, yeah, if you got into DeAnza track, you could get over the bridge by there. There's already a bridge there. But you still got to get over the creek.
You know, okay, so I want to go back to, so do you think that these, you know, things such as TAG and the others around the county, you think they've become obsolete?
to a degree because they've been misused, and they kind of make their own rules up, so everybody has their own parliamentary procedures, etc. I think that, you know, maybe the county needs to help these groups and say, hey, here's the set of rules you have to follow. And maybe that's a starting point to bring them back to reality. But I've talked to supervisors, et cetera, and for a long time, and I don't know if the county still does that, but they were looking at that as just public comment. You know, they didn't put any more weight on it than if I wrote a letter. So unfortunately, they almost are absolute. But I think they serve a great purpose, and we should find a way to bring them back and to where the supervisors listen to them, because that's your voice to the county if you live in Templeton or Oceano or et cetera. If you're not in one of the seven cities, that's your voice. And unfortunately, they've been misused, but I think they could come back. I think that's a question for like John Pichong or the Board of Supervisors, et cetera.
Well, one of the things, you know, when you mentioned about the rules, you know, maybe the county could do whatever. Again, it's not easy. I'm not sure that I want anybody from the county making rules for my community in San Miguel or Templeton.
Right. And just when I say that, I mean the parliamentary rules, because they've gotten so out of control. You know, these aren't Brown Act groups. They try to follow the Brown Act, but they don't. They don't have to, I should say. It's kind of loose in how they operate. And I like that if people keep their ethics involved and use these groups for what they're supposed to be used for. Yeah. And we just haven't seen that over the years. I don't know the answer, Kevin. I'm just, I've been in those groups. I've seen them. I've, you know, been a part of them. I've been a voting member, et cetera. And I didn't always like what I saw. And Templeton's a pretty good one, but I've seen some horrible stuff around the county from these groups and the misuse.
Yep. All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye.
All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The City of Paso Robles has announced that the planning phase for its 2026 Independence Day celebration at Barney Schwartz Park has kicked off. This year, the city is gearing up for a once-in-a-generation celebration to commemorate the nation's 250th birthday. Sponsorship opportunities are still available, with both financial contributions and donations of goods and services needed. CHP has released the identity of the woman killed in a multi-vehicle crash on Highway 101 North at the base of the Cuesta Grade on March 28th. 69-year-old Nancy Louise Cunningham of Stratham, Georgia, was hit by a Hyundai Tuscan traveling northbound after already being involved in a collision. Drugs and or alcohol are not believed to be factors, but the investigation is still ongoing. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump on Monday warning he will destroy every power plant and all key infrastructure in Iran if no deal is reached to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
We're giving them till tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and after that, they're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants.
An Iranian official calling on young people and teens to form human chains around power plants ahead of the threatened strikes. Tehran rejected a proposed 45-day ceasefire Monday. Voters in Northwest Georgia picking a replacement today for Republican Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who resigned 3 months ago. This runoff race pits Republican-backed Clayton Fuller and Democrat Sean Harris in a race to fill out the rest of her term ahead of the midterms. And Michigan takes down UConn to win the men's basketball national title, the first since 1989, 69-63 the score. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
9.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The NCAA Men's Basketball Championship in Indianapolis last night. Michigan held off Connecticut 69-63. That gives the Wolverines their first men's title since 1989. They held the Huskies to 31% shooting, and while the Wolverines went cold from distance, just 2 for 15, they were money in the paint and at the free throw line, where they made 25 of 28. Elliot Cadeau had a game-high 19 points and was named Most Outstanding Player.
Man, it means the world to me. Like, last year I was really down on myself. And I'm just so proud of myself for me to be able to say I was the most outstanding player and win a national championship at the same time.
North Carolina's new head coach is Michael Malone, who won an NBA title in his 10 years on the Denver Nuggets bench. He hasn't coached in college for 25 years. The Tar Heels had been linked to both of last night's coaches, Dusty May and Tommy Lloyd. Baseball, a World Series rematch last night in Toronto. All Dodgers, 14-2 over the Blue Jays. L.A. has won four in a row. The Jays have dropped their last five. Reds shut out the Marlins 2-0 for their fourth straight. Brandon Williamson and the band with a three-hitter. Padres ended the Pirates' five-game run, 5-0. German Marquez and two relievers scattered seven hits. Nationals scored six times in the eighth to clip the Cardinals 9-6. All of those runs via the long ball, while the Rockies hung up eight runs in the fifth and then had to hold on for a 9-7 win over the Astros. Jose Soriano struck out 10 over eight innings to lead the Angels over the Braves 6-2. He's the first starter to pick up his third win of the season. Brewers battled past the Red Sox. Aaron Ashby got the win in relief. Though he's working out of the bullpen, he's also 3-0. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've got quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, some clouds and sunshine, the kind of the usual mixed in, mid-80s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s, and sunny on your Wednesday. Enjoy it. Highs should be in the mid-80s as we head on out to Thursday. Clouds rolling in, upper 70s. Partly cloudy, mid-60s Friday. Could get some rain now. We're up to about a 55 to 60% on Saturday. Low 60s into Sunday, low 60s and about a 40% chance of rain, then partly cloudy next Monday, upper 60s, mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7. Up and down, 6:41 a.m., 7:29 p.m. We are at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. All righty, moving gently along here on The Right Choice, KPRL. World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your countywide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways to get them home safe and sound, that's what we are supposed to do. It's part of something called responsibility. Obligation, responsibility, etc., etc. All right, as I look to my left, there is nothing to report, but Mr. Garcia, you are on for today.
All right.
Okay, what was the last letter added to the alphabet?
The English alphabet? Or, I don't know if what we actually have is called the English alphabet. Anyway. X.
No. One more guess.
W.
No.
What is
it? 0 for 2. J.
J, okay.
J was the last letter added to the alphabet, and there's... because H-I-J... when it was changed, I don't know if it had to do with the Latin and all that kind of stuff. I should have asked Mr. Garcia, who was on yesterday from Brookside. But the I and the J, well, not the I, but the I, when we see the word J back then, the I was not substituted, but was used as the J. That doesn't make any sense.
Not particularly.
No, it doesn't. When I was,
but
reading.
I think if you pointed at an example, I would get what you mean.
Well, I don't have the example up today because I forgot.
Yeah, you forgot your projector. I know.
Yes, I did. So anyway, Jay was the last one. All right. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Ed's. Simply go to UncleEd'sOutfitters.com. Well, just go to AtascadaroGunShop.com. That's the way to do it. Yes, indeed. Okay, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and, of course, out yonder, the One Niner Diner. You are qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. This character from an extremely popular movie series, I guess you could say, in the movies, his name was Mickey Goldmill. What's the movie? What's the movie? Mickey Goldmill. He was a, well, I'm not going to tell you. He was just a character in this very, very famous movie. You might want to say it's a movie franchise. And way back, well, yeah, it is way back. It was the highest grossing film of that year. And it didn't cost much to make. I'll give you it. An estimated production budget of $1.1 million. It earned approximately $225 million worldwide. Okay, Mickey Goldmill. What movie is it? 238-5775-238-KPRL. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Rocky, yeah, it was Rocky.
Rocky, indeed, indeed, Nick. Indeed. Burgess Meredith, the Penguin.
Yep, great character.
Did you like all the series of the Rocky movies?
I got tired around 5. I got a little old.
How many?
Up to the Russian, that was I think that was 4.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. After that, when he got into the street fight stuff, it was a little old. So,
well, I didn't realize that they had that many movies because I've only seen the first one. But it's maybe similar to The Godfather. 1 and 2 were good. 3 got a little goofy.
Yeah. Yeah, the first couple, after 4 was when he fought the Russian. After that, it got a little tired.
Mm. Okay, all right, yeah. Sir. Well done. May I have your name, please?
Jack Jacobs.
Jack Jacobs. All right, Jack. Is there what I'm trying to say here? Do you know of any movies franchise where all of them have been pretty good?
The Raiders of the Lost Ark 2 was probably my least favorite, but they kind of carried through most of them.
All right, so they were watchable.
Pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, Jack, thanks so much. We got to go.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. On March 14th, an inmate died in San Luis Obispo County Jail. 48-year-old Trinidad Castilleja of San Luis Obispo was pronounced dead at about 8:59 p.m. Castilleja was arrested on December 18th, and his death was determined to be accidental from the toxic effects of fentanyl. CHP has released the identity of the woman killed in a multi-vehicle crash on Highway 101 north at Cuesta Grade Base on March 28th. 69-year-old Nancy Louise Cunningham of Stratham, Georgia, was hit by a Hyundai Tucson traveling northbound after already being involved in a collision. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Mickey may have been based on Charlie Goldman. May have been. Goldman was the boxing trainer of Rocky Marciano, of whom Rocky Balboa is largely based. That is never, again, they're saying may have, doesn't say was. Anyway, certainly a memorable character and a darn good movie. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7.